B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
Love Easy Media Group Station, home of the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We were just watching the Game of Thrones trailer. So here's what we've done so far this morning.
We've been very productive.
5:45 on, we've been watching YouTube.
Yeah, we started out with the Airbus A380.
Which, the airplane stuff is so boring to me. It's like watching paint dry.
We moved to cargo ships.
As you can see, riveting TV.
And then we went to the Game of Thrones trailer.
Yeah, the new Game of Thrones trailer is out. We'll post that up at kiss951.com. Yeah. You can have a look at it there. It's a new 2-minute trailer teasing the season, which is a month away.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
It looked awful.
It's just dark. The whole thing is shot in, like, pitch black, and it's so hard to watch it. You either have to watch it in the absolute dark, or you have to put it on, like, brightness 100 to see anything.
Well, the greatest thing about the show is the winter, because then there's snow, and finally it brightens the dang thing up.
It's true. It's not only the visuals very dark, but they also, certain characters talk really quietly, so I have to crank it up. Now, mind you, it comes on 9 o'clock on Sunday night, so the family's asleep.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, the show, you know, is...
Tell her that I'm coming. And that I'll be bringing out with me.
And some of them have accents, so I have to rewinding it to figure it out.
Yeah, so you
what
have the TV
saying?
Up to 31. Then all of a sudden the dragon shows up and it's like...
And you're trying to turn it down.
Yeah, and all of a sudden I get a text message from my wife. It's like, will you turn it down? I'm like, I'm trying to control it. You're almost like on a mixing board at a concert. You're trying to mix the whole show so it doesn't bother anybody.
It's so true.
The dragons are coming. When they come, they'll be coming.
Oh, I guess he said the dragons were coming because I just saw one.
It's so true. It's so difficult to watch.
Oh, man. Game of Thrones, dude. Yeah, and Roy's not watching any episodes.
No, and I was just telling Loren this off the air. Like, I recognize that we're currently in TV excellence. Like, I understand that it's an amazing program and that the fans are very passionate. There's watch parties. It's a dedicated following, and that it's a very big deal that it's its final season.
Yeah.
But gosh, do I not care. I mean, Sterling likes to go to the little TV watch parties, and he's all into it. He's my boyfriend, for those who are joining the show and don't know who Sterling is. But I don't know. I can't get on board with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm just hooked from day one, you know?
But. See, and I got on board probably season 4, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go back and watch all of those things. I was like, can't I just watch the Cliff Notes?
Yeah. The new Game of Thrones trailer, man. And the season is, the final season premieres April 14th.
When did it come out? Because it's another one of those really old shows. When did it, like 2009? 10?
I was going to say 8, but maybe that's wrong.
It's been around for a minute.
Yeah, I feel like I've watched it since I've lived in Charlotte, which was 2012. So let's have a look. Because now, first episode was April 17th, 2011.
I felt like it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been watching Grey's Anatomy since 2005. It's almost going on, like, 15 years. And can I tell you that, like, this is how... Nicole, you watch Grey's Anatomy, right? Do you know who Boki is?
I don't.
Okay,
I'm only on season 8.
Okay, Boki is... Well, she's been around since season 1.
Well, maybe she needs better representation.
Yeah.
Well, so get this. She's
or a better storyline.
This is how in-depth I am into the show. I know the name of the flippin' scrub nurse that doesn't even have a line. Like, that's how involved I am with Grey's Anatomy.
Who says her name?
Later in the show, she, like, this week, she just had her first line.
Okay, so don't play kidding. Me when I say I know, I'm only in season 8.
I wasn't. He did. I wasn't. It's going to grow into a gradual character. But my point is, like, for the past 15 years, I've known this girl that doesn't even have a line, and I barely know half the people that work in this building. And they talk to me on a daily basis.
Oh, my God. That is so funny that you bring that up. So here at the Beasley Media Group, there's a bunch of different people that work with a bunch of different radio stations. There's 6 stations here in all inside the Beasley Media Building on South Boulevard. And one of the guys is in charge of, like, research for the radio stations, apparently. Nice gentleman, walks around, somewhat new. Like, we've all been here for 5 years.
Yeah.
This gentleman's come along in the last year or so, 2 years maybe.
Yeah.
And just kind of, you know, I've always just said hello to him or whatever.
Well, he's sometimes in meetings, which is always a mystery, because I'm like, how is he involved?
Yeah. So we have, you know, different meetings and stuff where we talk about the show and the radio stations in general. That's what we do. And one of the things is like, okay, we got to get that research. Make sure you check out. This is what we hear from our boss, Quagmire, says, get with MacGyver to check out the research answers that you need.
Yeah.
And we're like, all right, cool, man. The guy's name is MacGyver. It's his nickname is MacGyver.
Right, because, that's what you think.
Because he does, you know, he's able to pull up research and able to pull up numbers and all that stuff.
And we, get anything.
And we're told that this guy is a research whiz. Like, he can calculate things to unbelievable measures. So MacGyver kind of fits.
Yeah. You know. So there I am at the printer getting some stuff that I printed, and there's MacGyver. And and ironically enough, MacGyver is trying to figure out how to work the printer. And I'm thinking to myself, geez, MacGyver, you're the research guy. You're MacGyver, you know. And for those people that might not know, our younger audience, MacGyver was a TV character who was able to, if he was trapped in you know, a building or in a box, he could find his, he could use an empty can to get his way out.
Yeah.
You know, very clever guy. So I'm like, that's interesting that MacGyver doesn't know how to work the thing. Well, then, so we get an email, and on the email...
I don't forget the day we figured this out.
On the email chain, you know, CC'd, is a guy named Michael Ivor.
His name was Mike Ivor.
So we had an epiphany, finally. After years of...
We've been calling him MacGyver! We thought it was MacGyver, and it's Mike Ivor.
I can see where we thought that, though. I mean, say it really quickly.
So I'm thinking to myself, I ride down the elevator with MacGyver, and I'm like, this is awesome. If the elevator stops in between the second and first floor, MacGyver will find us a way out. The guy's nickname is MacGyver.
But it's not really a nickname.
His name is Mike Ivor.
And they set him up to be this, you know, he is brilliant at what he does, but it was all set up to where we really thought...
I haven't told them that. We need to bring him in. Like, maybe after 8 today, bring him in the studio, and we'll break the revelation that we thought his name was MacGyver.
I know.
Well, it is.
So, perfect. So I know who Bokey is, but then there's MacGyver. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Oh, Mike.
Oh, my God. Look, Roy, his name isn't MacGyver. It's Michael Ivor.
That's really what it sounded like.
We were all in the studio laughing, looking at her emails.
Our boss was just like, make sure you check with Mike Ivor. Like, sweet, we'll go with MacGyver.
All right.
Good stuff,
man. We got a big show for you playing. We got money.
Yeah, $200 today. No one got the 4 o'clock song yesterday.
Oh. 5 seconds to cash comes your way at 7 a.m.
Pink tickets for you for the show on March 9th. That'll happen again today around 8:12 this morning.
Okay. Big show.
Yeah, we do have a lot to get to. Let's see. What else? Oh, we've got Confession Wednesday. So much going on. So much to do. Don't go anywhere. This is the MRL show. Not to be confused with the Emerald show.
Right.
We are not.
Right.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1. Who is this?
Hey.
Got to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny Roy and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
You guys want to do like a little brain exercise to get your brains going?
Sure.
And everybody can play. All MRL show family members can play along with us. Just in your car or whatever. Feel free to answer these questions. I'm going to give you either or.
Okay.
There's no right or wrong answer.
Okay.
Just yell it out, okay? Either or. A good pair of boots or a good pair of shoes?
Boots.
Good pair of shoes.
Either or, a good book or a good movie.
Movie.
Either or, going to the gym for a good run or going to the bar for a good drink.
Bar. You don't even have to finish that sentence.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking
time
of,
I'm running as if someone's running after me.
Speaking of drinking, either or, day drinking or night drinking.
Day drinking. Day is so much fun.
Yeah.
Why do you guys like?
Good night's sleep. You still get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, we go to bed early. We're like old people.
Okay, that's true. You know what? I love when the weather gets nice here, and we can go down to the restaurants around here, sit on the patio, do a little day drinking. Yeah, that'll be nice down here in South Bend. All right, either which one do you like better, celebrating your birthday or someone else's birthday?
Oh, someone else's birthday. I don't like all the attention on me. I know that's surprising.
I think it depends on if it's a big birthday. Like, I would go back and celebrate my Dirty 30 again over and over and over and over. But yeah. I think that's the only birthday in my head that really ever stuck out.
Hmm. Amanda threw me an awesome surprise 35th birthday party, and I would do that again in a heartbeat. All right, either or, ordering in or eating out to a nice restaurant?
Eating out. I like getting dressed up and going on date night. And
yeah, I kind of do, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to say eating in because I get to watch Grey's Anatomy while I eat my good food.
Yeah, and you don't have to get out of your sleep pants.
Right.
You sit right on that couch.
Right, which is why I don't have friends. We all learned that this week on the show.
And plus, for people that might not know, Roy, he's adopted a dog about a year ago, and the longer you're out of the house, the more things for Callie to get into.
she eats everything.
If I'm gone over 3 hours, it's about a flip of a coin whether or not my apartment's destroyed or not. Yeah, she's very moody.
Couple more real quick. Little brain warm-ups for you guys. Hopefully you're playing along with a single date or double date.
Single.
Double for me.
See, at this point in my relationship, I would say double date. But when I first started dating Dallas, I would say single date.
Yeah, I love the double date. I just love going out and like doing cross conversation with people, you know? Let's see. Vacation with the kids or vacationing without the kids, Lauren?
Out.
I know. There is something, though, like, you know, Dean's six, and it's kind of an exciting time, and a parent of someone who knows where a child is able to, like, you know, have good conversation and, like, go on the water slides with you and, like, you know, play at the beach. I don't know. I'm a little torn on that, Roy.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I don't have kids, don't want them, so I don't want a vacation with them.
Yeah, I'm torn on it. Thanks for asking.
Not right now.
Okay.
I can barely take care of my dog.
That's fair.
Good Broadway player, good stand-up comedy show, either or.
Good Broadway player for me.
I think Broadway for me, too.
Yeah, you know what I like. I like a good stand-up. All right, how about shopping at a store or shopping on Amazon?
Oh, shopping on Amazon.
I think I say shopping in a store.
Why do you like that?
I don't know. I still like the experience of, like, being able to, like, tangibly touch something before I purchase it.
Yeah, trying it on and stuff. Yeah. Okay. All right, this concludes Either Or. We'll be back tomorrow for an exciting round of
Either Or.
Your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I kind of like this music for different things. Like if we ever get in trouble with our boss, you know, like why'd you guys do that?
Well, let me tell you something.
It's the darndest thing.
See, I kind of like it
you
too.
Said give away $500.
Yeah. You know, when you said do cold opens. Yeah, I heard that a little differently.
All right, what's going on in Hollywood, Lorraine?
All right, so Demi Lovato, she is working really hard on her sobriety, and she's working really hard at the gym, too. So it's been a little over 8 months since her apparent drug overdose, and she has been working out so hard to try to stay just focused and regimented in every single phase of her life. She posted a video on Instagram with her trainer, and in the video, she revealed that she actually knocked out his front tooth while they were like boxing.
Wow.
Yeah. People are also excited because a source has kind of leaked out that since the Joe Bros are now reuniting that Demi Lovato may end up on tour with them.
You know, we were talking how the Jonas Brothers were going to, you know, release their album and just, you know, tour as Jonas.
Mm-hmm.
But they even put on their Instagram, the official Jonas Brothers Instagram, that the Jonas Brothers are back.
I know.
Yeah, so I don't think they care.
No.
Maybe that was just a conversation. You know, like we have, when we went
from the Mini Roy and Loren morning show to the MRL show, not the Emerald show.
And we went back.
And now we're going back. It's like, you know, you just, you try to evolve.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not going back. I don't want to say it. It's a full mouthful.
I know. So Kim Kardashian, she returns to Paris Fashion Week, and she was dressed from head to toe in leopard.
Mm.
She posted a bunch of pictures on her Instagram and social media, so if you want to see that, we will retweet it at the MRL show.
That's what life is about.
And Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale, we told you yesterday that they've all but, I guess, told us that they're in a relationship together. They were playing tonsil hockey at a hockey game. And
Kate, how come we didn't do that when we went out to the game the other night?
Oh, well, none of us were dating.
Mm. I tried.
Sorry, my son was there. I was.
Manny said no. Yeah. All right. So Kate Beckinsale's ex-boyfriend is saying, listen, Pete, and I think we talked about this yesterday, like when people tell you, like, this is not a good idea to be in a relationship with this person. But he says you should probably get out while you can.
Ooh. Oh, I have something Jonas Brothers.
Oh, okay. It's okay.
What's today's date? Oh, boy.
The
Hold
six.
On. I might be on the wrong date.
Yeah, you're on the wrong date.
Oh, we don't have anything. Sorry.
Okay.
There's
it's
nothing
all right.
in there.
We'll play it in the 7:30 dirty.
Cool.
That's your dirty for now.
Okay. We failed you, and we apologize, Lorraine.
It's okay.
Okay. Hey, up next, have you guys heard of the Vans Challenge?
This was trending on Twitter yesterday, and it's so interesting.
And I saw people trying it with other brands too, and it wasn't working.
Okay, so we're gonna try this live in the studio on the radio. I brought my Vans in, producer Nicole has her Vans, and our digital intern Jamie's got his Vans. The concept is you could throw your Vans any way you want, and they'll always land on the sole. Sole first. So we'll try it. Test the theory coming up in under 10 minutes.
That is Max Lights Down Low on all the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show. And we're trying a little bit of a social experiment. This was going viral yesterday. It's called the Vans Experiment Challenge. Vans Challenge. I don't know. What is it called?
The Vans Challenge, right?
That's it. Yeah. Vans Challenge. Van.
Hashtag Vans Challenge.
That's it. What these people are doing are throwing their Vans and they're landing with the sole down.
And I guess the theory behind it is because of, on a van, the rubber sole is so heavy that it's, it lands right side up.
See, I don't know. It's unbelievable. Producer Nicole just showed me a video of someone throwing six pairs of Vans randomly in the air, and they all landed on their soles.
Yeah.
Like in the right side up.
Okay.
All right. So each one of us, I have a van. Producer Nicole's got a van. And even our digital intern, Jamie's got a van. So we're going to do a little individual thing. And then I think one of us should try all three to see if this works.
Okay.
All right. Sure. All right. I'll go first. I'll throw my Vans first. I got low tops.
All right. I wonder if that's going to affect the outcome, low tops.
I don't know. What were the ones in the videos? Are they all?
I don't know.
Oh, they're all kinds of
Vans.
Yeah,
it's all
okay.
different kinds, yep. And I like your commentary.
Okay.
Okay.
Manny is walking over to the side of the studio because the studio is so small, we need to move to a bigger area. And now?
Right. I'm starting it with the sole up in the air.
Oh.
Okay, so I actually have my hand in the shoe, as you can see here on our video. All right, so I'm going to throw it towards the door.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Count me down, everybody.
3, 2, 1.
Hey!
Oh, right side up. It worked.
It worked.
Yeah.
All right, first shoe worked.
Yeah, and I'm more concerned that there was like stuff flying out of it when it hit the ground.
Yeah, there was like gravel that came out of it.
The last time I wore these were up at our beach mountain trip.
Okay, I was about to say, like, there was crap that kind of flew out.
Okay. Oh my God, that was crazy because it was like, it took like a really wild ride in the air.
All right, so producer Nicole, she has her pair of Vans.
Ooh, you're throwing two.
I'm going to throw the pair together.
And you have laces on your Vans.
Yeah, so there's laces. There's still like the low tops, though.
Okay.
So here we go.
All right. Supposedly these Vans will always land sole first. Yep.
Three, two, one.
She throws them.
One up, one down.
One up, one down.
I don't think those ones are as heavy, though. They don't look as heavy as these ones.
Why did I mess it up?
I demand a retry.
Okay,
Try it again.
I do the challenge and it fails.
I don't think you guys did a good enough countdown. Okay.
Oh, okay. You blame our countdown.
Yeah, it was us.
Yeah. All right. The Vans challenge, if you're just tuning in, if you throw Vans sneakers any way you want, they will always land sole first, apparently. Okay, here we go. You ready?
Three, two, one. They landed
right.
And
yeah.
They went crazy,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's interesting is they hit with the top down first, and then they kind of flip back up.
It's crazy.
And it actually, like, the way that they landed looks like I'm making a step.
Now, hand me one of these shoes. I don't want to throw it.
Do your high tops.
Yeah, I got a high top I want to try, too.
Work.
All right, here we go. I'm going to throw two. In three, two, one.
Oh, you hit the wall.
Yeah. Well. That was a little aggressive, Roy.
I'm sorry.
Try it again, buddy.
All right, three, two, one. I'm trying to do a double flip.
Throw it
in
up
air.
In the air. Throw it higher than...
That's what I'm trying
good,
to
good,
do.
Good, good. All right. Here goes Roy throwing a low top van. Will it land on its sole? Whoa, what a crazy throw.
It didn't work twice in a row.
All right, sit down.
I suck. Roy, you're done.
Try my high top, Nicole. Okay. I have a high top van. You would think this is going to be more difficult.
See, I would think this would be the one that will always land right side up.
Let's just say it does not smell good in here.
All right, never mind that. Just throw the shoe.
Three, two, one.
Throw.
Did it work? So it landed upside down and then literally stopped and then rolled over.
I'm not kidding you. It's like there was a magnet underground that made this thing magically roll over.
There was no way I thought that was going to land. I was about to be like, aw. And then it just flipped over.
Whoa. The van's challenge. All right, Nicole, go ahead and grab as many vans as you can and throw a group of them. By the way, we'll have video up on kiss951.com of the Vans Challenge. I should try this in your office today, too, I recommend.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure your boss would love it.
Five total Vans.
Okay.
I got two slip-ons, two lows, and one high top.
Which the high top did that magical thing where it, like, literally just flipped on its own.
I don't know.
Are we ready?
Producer Nicole's going to throw five Vans in three, two, one.
Throw! Up in the air. Oh, it's a mess.
Three out of five.
Three out of five are right.
So that's
60%.
That's not terrible.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and
Loren
Show.
You know what's so crazy is vans have been around since the 80s. And, like, this is the first I'm hearing of the Vans Challenge, like, that this is even a thing.
Right. Who was sitting around doing this? And they were like, we should make this a challenge.
I will say, the high top, that's the cool one. If you have high tops, try it. Because they do that magical thing at the end.
All right, cool. The Vans Challenge worked out. That video will be up at kiss951.com. Hey, up next, we want to tell you in just about 7 minutes, there's a new Instagram page up. And the Instagram is nothing but funny, almost cringeworthy Tinder conversations. Some of them you have to hear. We'll read a couple of them for you coming up in 7 minutes.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Your chance at $200 with 5 seconds to cash, minutes away. We're going to be asking you to call in, so do not go anywhere.
Did you realize that Tinder claims they've got 57 million users, and those 57 million users make 1.7 billion matches a day?
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
That's what I thought. I was like, geez.
Well, you know, there's so many people that just swipe right, just swiped it right to everyone.
So there's a new Instagram page that talks about and just posts conversations between two Tinder users.
Okay.
And some of them are funny, some of them are cringeworthy, and some of them are downright like, what?
Uh-huh.
Let's see, like, and I'll try and word them in a way that is okay for everyone.
Got
so
it.
Someone safe. Says, yeah. Hey, I woke up excited this morning.
Mm.
Want to come over? Tinder user B says, sure, I'll bring my hatchet.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. Here's another one. Tinder user A says, well, aren't you just absolutely gorgeous? Tinder user B says, well, thank you. You're not so bad yourself. Back to Tinder user A, who says, and I'm assuming at this point you'd like to see me naked.
Oh, my gosh.
In which case, Tinder user B says, well, this went downhill a lot quicker than I thought it was going to.
Yeah.
Like, your conversation was that short.
Did you imagine, like, seeing someone face-to-face and saying that? Wow.
I can imagine you'd like to see me naked.
Tinder user A sends a bunch of laughing emojis. Tinder user B says, I know, I can't believe we're cousins. How are you doing, cuz? And then someone says, when you finally match with your cousin on Tinder, it's time to get off.
Kissing
cousins. Gosh. That's it. That was like our War of the Roses yesterday. Yeah. If you missed it, go listen to our War of the Roses on the Kiss95.1 app. It's a family affair over there. Let's see. Just found out my girlfriend cheated on me a few days ago. Want to help me get even?
Oh, wow. I bet. You know what? That line probably works.
It probably does work.
Tinder user A says, how's it going? Tinder user B says, wait, are you in jail right now? Are those jail pictures? To which Tinder user A says, yeah, guys in jail need loving too.
How are they using Tinder in jail?
Don't know.
Who knows?
Some people have phones.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I watch some of those prison shows on like, you know, Discovery Channel and stuff.
Yeah.
And they have phones in there. Huh. Let's see. Oh, your name must be Earl Grey because you're such a hot tea.
Okay.
I don't even get that.
It's a pickup line, but hot tea, like hottie.
Who's you're Earl such Grey?
Oh, my gosh. It's a tea breakfast blend.
Oh. Wow. It's Christian Grey's wow. brother.
I didn't know that.
Tinder user A.
It's a good thing you're cute, Roy.
Tinder user A is sending out messages like every 2 hours. You're beautiful. You're still beautiful. Hey, you're beautiful. Ooh. I think you're kind of beautiful. How are you doing, beautiful?
I think you're kind of beautiful.
Yeah, I think you're kind mean? Of beautiful goes on there.
I and guess then, he was trying something different. He's like, let me try this reverse psychology.
Listen, you're beautiful. You're still beautiful. Hey, you're beautiful. I think you're kind of beautiful. Hey, you know you're beautiful. Which the Tinder user B goes, you're persistent. But try using it one more time using the correct your. Oh, man. And then there's just like you want to move furniture? Yep, but not with you.
Oh, my gosh.
And someone says, hi, Laura. And the other person goes, wow, you already got my name wrong. If you're just joining us, these are Tinder conversations gone wrong.
These are funny.
I thought there's so many of them. So I'll post a bunch of them up on kiss951.com, too. Let's see. Good morning. And then someone says, why swipe if you're not going to reply? Like, why are you even here? And then he goes, okay. And then the other Tinder user goes, I was literally out of town at a friend's cabin and didn't have a single signal. And I was going to swipe on you anyway, but okay. I guess that's over.
Yeah, that person sounded like a control freak.
Yeah.
But, you know, back when I was on Tinder was, this is several years ago now, but when I was on, nobody wanted to be the first one to talk.
So you'd swipe on each other, then it wouldn't go anywhere.
Wouldn't go anywhere.
Listen to this one. Tinder user A says, so do you always look as cute in real life as you do in your pictures? Tinder user B goes, nope. Tinder user A goes, damn, all right, it was nice talking to you.
It's so true, though. No one ever uses their real photos.
Is that true? Tell them what you did when you were single on Tinder.
I would go through my photos and I would find, you know, I'm not saying find ugly ones, but I would, listen, we all know that you can angle a camera to make your double chin go away, or you could do things to make you look differently. I would just make sure you got the authentic Roy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't set your expectations too high.
Yeah. So that way when you saw me, it is who I am. You know, I think that one of the photos, I was having a bad hair day.
That's funny. Hey, last one, and then we'll post a bunch of these. You guys got to go check them out at kiss951.com. Tinder conversations, cringeworthy and funny. You look so good, but you're so fat.
Whoa.
What?
Holy S, worst typo ever. I meant far. In other words, the Tinder user was saying,
too far away from
you're
me.
You're too far
oh
away
my
from me.
Gosh.
Wow. You look so good, but you're so fat. And then the person goes, ha ha ha, I'm dying. I wish we could go out, but you're right. We're too far.
Wow. I think we're doing an emotional roll.
Yeah, man.
Too.
All right, go check all these out. Kiss951.com. But now,
WNKS, WNKS, HD Charlotte. Time for 5 seconds to cash on Kiss95.1.
704-570-9595, $200 in the jackpot. Name the song, and you win that cash. As we play 5 seconds to cash, that's coming up next after Ed Sheeran on Kiss95.1. Ariana Grande, Seven Rings on Charlotte's number one hit music station, Kiss95.1. We are the Mandy Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
So, guys, I'm in the process of moving. And, you know, I'm having to clean out a lot of my closets and pack things up. And
how long have you been in the house? Like, how many years worth of stuff are you packing?
Since we've lived here in Charlotte. Like, this was our first house here.
Okay.
So, we've been here since 7 years.
Oh, wow.
So, you accumulate a lot over that, you know, period of time. And when we moved here, we were already married. And I keep all of our wedding stuff in, like a Tupperware box, right?
Okay.
So like my wedding dress is in there, my veil, some pictures from our wedding, and then also Dallas and I wrote notes to each other, letters to each other on our wedding day, and those were also in there. Well, when I was packing that stuff up to clear out a closet, I went through the box, and the notes are missing.
Both? Yours and his?
Both of them. So, and, you know, that's one of the biggest days of your life. It's not like I can replace that.
Right.
So I'm really upset about it, and I just can't figure out what the heck I did with them.
Do you let me ask you, do you think Dallas is planning on doing something like super sweet with an anniversary and using the notes?
So I originally thought maybe.
Yeah.
And I mentioned it to him. Well, I didn't directly mention it. You guys know how I little.
Right. Kinda, you didn't want him to be all freaked out.
Yeah. And I thought he would be mad at me. I don't think he'd be freaked out. I think he'd just be upset about it as much as I am. So I just said, like, hey, were you in that closet in Cash's room? In the wedding box at all? And he was like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go there every Sunday. Sit on the carpet and go through the reminisce.
Yeah, but like he didn't realize that I was asking that something was missing. And I think if he had taken it at that point, it would have been a different conversation.
I think we need to turn to the expert on the show who knows how to find things when they're missing, producer Nicole. Let me ring her doorbell and see if she can answer.
She doesn't know how to find things when they're missing. She's lost her keys.
Oh, producer Nicole.
And I don't think we ever found those.
Yeah.
You're the expert at finding things when they're lost, aren't you?
You're like salt and unwit.
By the way, you've lost your keys over a week ago now, and people called in and gave you prayers. People called in and gave you chants. Did you find your keys?
I had someone message me on how to to bring out my subconscious, and it was I went through this whole meditation thing so I could try to awake my subconscious and find them. And no, they have not been found. So I have chalked it up as an L.
Yeah, it's definitely a loss at this point. I think maybe they got thrown away, Nicole.
How did they get thrown away?
I don't know. Maybe they got caught in the shuffle of papers. But I'm kind of hoping that that didn't happen with the letter. Like, what if I was cleaning out that closet and I don't know. Maybe the boxes got mixed up with other papers, or the letters got mixed up with other papers.
Do you remember the note?
Could you rewrite it?
Kind of.
I mean, I could rewrite my side, but like I can't rewrite his side. And that's what I'm most upset about. Like, it was such a beautiful letter, too. Mm. And I don't want to tell him that I'm missing it.
I wouldn't yet. Oh, Lorraine, I don't know if the MRL show can deal with two major people missing things in their lives.
Right, keys and wedding notes.
Oh, my God. What's going on with the universe right now?
I don't know. What do you say? Are we in a retrograde?
We might be in a Mercury retrograde.
We're not.
Hey, Siri, are we in a Mercury retrograde?
I found something on the web about a We in America retrograde.
Yeah, she said America retrograde, but nonetheless.
I think it starts in March at some point. But, I mean, regardless, I mean, what do I do? I'm still packing up the rest of the house, but it wouldn't be anywhere else but that box.
Yesterday started the Mercury retrograde.
Did it really?
It goes from the 5th through the 28th.
Oh, wow.
So you're going to lose more things. You got to double check your, if you're traveling anywhere, your reservations, you got to double check those and over communicate with each other.
Well, I'm sorry you lost that, friend. I don't know how. I really don't know how she can get it back. If she can't find it, she can't find it. It's not like
not really the answer.
but I'm saying it's not like a ring. You can go out and go buy another ring.
I know. Do you guys remember when I lost my wedding band and I didn't tell Dallas for like 4 months and then I finally found that? But I was prepared to like
secretly buy
save
a replacement.
Up and go and buy a replacement.
You know, I wonder if anyone lost something sentimental that you just can't replace. And like, how did you handle it? Real quick, jump on the phone 704-570-9595. Give our Lorraine a little advice here. If you lost something that's like not replaceable, and that note is a handwritten note you and Dallas sent to each other, that's not replaceable.
Like, it's not even like,
I mean,
I didn't type it up on the computer and then rewrite it. Like, those were handwritten notes.
Wow.
Do I tell him? Am I going to have to tell him? Or would he ever know? He's never going to know if I lost it. But
that's kind of where my brain is like, I know that I have a note, and it's in the same box that you have. Like, I think a lot of people have those boxes, the wedding boxes, Roy. I mean, that's something that married couples do.
Okay.
And you assume it's in there, and if it's not in there, then...
But, you know, you've read the note. You know what he has said before. You've got that memory. You're good.
I'd like for you to be with me when I tell him.
You know what I'm saying? It's the memory's already stored in there.
Mm.
Who needs the piece of paper?
I mean, someone sent out a good text message from area code 704 and says, I wonder if anyone took pictures of your notes.
Oh.
And then you could just, you have the pictures. If anybody placed the two notes next to each other, like a wedding photographer, sometimes they take pictures.
I think you, I might have that photo.
Wait, you're not going to like.
Oh, yes. Yes, she is.
No, you're not going to go like and rewrite it and pretend like with his handwriting.
I don't know. I don't think I could forge a whole letter with his handwriting.
All right, let's talk to Katie in Gastonia. Hi, Katie.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Real quickly, tell us what's the sentimental thing that you lost?
So one year, my uncle got me a USB that has all my pictures from every computer I've had on it back from, like, high school and middle school, and I cannot find it anywhere. And it still upsets me to this day, and I lost it probably a year or two ago.
That's my biggest fear about those USBs, man. You can lose them in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And I don't trust the clouds either. Like, I don't trust the iClouds to put our pictures on either.
Oh, really?
It's like if you don't remember your password or I don't know. I'm just a little, I don't know, man. I have a giant, like, terabyte hard drive that I put the stuff on. It sucks, Katie.
You don't trust the cloud.
Yeah.
Sounds like my dad.
Yeah, that's such a man thing to say.
All right. Hey, Lorraine.
I don't know thing about the clouds. It rains, and I don't know.
Things fall out of clouds.
Real quick, Courtney and Waxaw, real quick. Go ahead.
Yes. So I had my dad had just lost his second wife, and we were out in Seattle, and he had given me this father-to-daughter book, and inside he had written on almost every page really sweet notes about my childhood and just how much he loved me. And I was reading it on the airplane and left it on the airplane and tried to get it back for months and just could not. So devastating.
Did you ever tell him?
I didn't. And luckily he's still in Seattle, so he's not listening right now, I hope.
Yeah, my husband's on the road.
It's been a while, but I just felt so bad.
Super sad. Thanks, Courtney. All right, Lauren, will you keep us updated?
Yeah, I mean, I have a million other, you know, my kitchen, like my master bathroom. I don't know why it would be in my kitchen, but.
When do you have to be out of the house? Like, when's moving day? Like, when's the last day that you'll be able to look?
Well, we haven't sold our house yet.
Oh, I have an idea. Blame it on the movers. When you
That's
move.
True, but that doesn't help her. She's still missing
okay,
this
but
thing.
But he'll be less mad at me.
Yeah. Blame it on the movers.
All right.
All right, we got a senseless survey where I call and ask random questions. It comes your way in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Good
That'll
idea,
make you
Roy.
Feel better, Lorraine.
Yeah. He used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Yeah, can I speak to Frank?
Yeah, this is he who's calling.
This is Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau, operator number 704-570-9595. Listen, we got your senseless forms here, but you missed the back page. So I'm going to ask you a few questions.
What?
If George Washington was the father of our country, who was our grandfather? Grandpa.
What are you talking about, man? I didn't fill that form out. I know I must have filled that out.
Nope, I'm looking at it right here. You're Frank over there in Monroe, right?
Yeah, okay. I am. But I don't. You know what? I'm sorry. Could I fill it out another
do
time?
Do you buy or lease your car?
That was a question.
Oh, yes, I just need to know. It's just something that Americans need to know for statistics stuff. Do you buy or lease your car?
I got a lot of stuff to do this morning. If you want to just resend the form, I'll make sure I answer all those questions.
Well, the next step is going in person. Does your email address have an @ sign in it?
What?
And can Queen Elizabeth sleep in a king-sized bed?
I'm sorry. I really got to go, though.
Roy.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davidson are together. His first relationship since breaking up with Ariana Grande. And Kate's ex-boyfriend is stepping up and being like, let me try to wave this dude off. He's saying, run while you can. He's saying he dated her once and it was so complicated that he wouldn't date her again, even if Pete and her broke up.
But Kate's ex is saying that about her?
Yeah.
That's just like we talked about.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Last week, would you marry someone if the dad told you when you went to ask your, you know, his permission to marry the daughter? And the dad says, you, if,
are you
she's
sure?
She's a handful, but you can have her.
Yeah. So speaking of weddings, Joe Jonas, is talking about getting hitched and marrying Sophie Turner. And we actually, I think, have a wedding date. Now, this was on the Late Late Show with James Corden.
When's the Belmont wedding? That's the most important thing.
We're going to get married this year. We're going to have a summer wedding. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, her family's all from England. And so I figured I'm marrying... You know, I thought for the first time I'd marrying into a family where I would become a soccer fan, like a football fan, you know, find my allegiance for a team. So her whole family doesn't like football. They like rugby. Now I have to figure that out. And we're going to have a flag rugby game at the wedding and a flag football game.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So this summer, we should see another Joe Burrow wedding. And if you haven't seen the new Game of Thrones trailer, we've got it up for you at kiss95.1.com. You don't have to live off the teaser anymore. There's a full trailer, and we've got it for you there. But that's your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Rain, 704-570-9595-56 wins. Call now. Take her down.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat the Rain.
Great.
On kiss95.1.
All right, we got Rachel A. Matthews.
Hey, Rachel. Welcome to the Manny, Ryan, Lauren Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Ready for another day of Can't Beat Loren.
I know. And this is my fourth time, and I've tied you every time.
Ooh. All right.
She's on a tear with 56 straight wins, Rachel. It's amazing what we're watching.
I gotta take her down.
Well, it sounds like Rachel. Rachel, it sounds like you're at the top of your game, too. So let's play.
All right, Loren, get out.
I'm going.
Loren's putting down her headphones. She's opening the door. And... slamming it closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Rachel, playing for everyone in the wonderful town of Matthews. We love it out there. Joe Jonas has finally revealed that he will be marrying Sophia Turner this summer. What major HBO show is she a part of that's going to be airing its final season next month?
Game of Thrones.
Question two. Shonda Rhimes celebrated a major milestone of TV's longest-running medicine drama after the 332nd episode of this show.
Grey's Anatomy.
Zac Efron's rumored to be dating Olympic swimmer Sarah Breaux. What Disney Channel musical did he play a lead role in as a basketball player alongside Vanessa Hudgens?
That would be High School Musical.
In question four, John Stamos has thanked his co-star, Jodie Sweetin, for helping him get sober. What show did they star on together?
Full House.
Question five. This reality TV star's returned to Paris Fashion Week just 2 years after she was robbed in her hotel room.
Kim Kardashian.
Oof. Come on in, Loren.
Loren, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Rachel got them all correct.
Rachel!
Which means I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end. This could be the episode where Loren loses her long streak.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right, let's do it.
Question number one. Joe Jonas has finally revealed that he's going to be marrying Sophie Turner this summer. What major HBO show is she a part of that's going to be airing its final season next month?
Game of Thrones.
Shonda Rhimes has celebrated a major milestone of TV's longest-running medicine drama after the 332nd episode on Thursday night. What show is that?
Grey's Anatomy.
Zac Efron's rumored to be dating Olympic swimmer Sarah Breaux. What Disney Channel musical did he play a lead role in as a basketball player alongside Vanessa Hudgens?
High School Musical.
And question four, John Stamos has thanked his co-star Jodie Sweetin for helping him get sober. What show did they star on together?
Full House or Fuller House?
Question five. This reality TV star has returned to Paris Fashion Week just 2 years after she was robbed in her hotel room.
Kim Kardashian.
Ren? You get them all correct. It's a tie. And unfortunately, ties stay with the house.
Rachel. Yeah. Great job. Another tie.
Yeah, I'll try again.
Yeah, it's like a bad movie, Rachel.
I know, but you know what we want to hear.
Okay, we're Rachel and Jackson from Matthews. We can't beat Loren, but we sure can tie her four times.
Those ties, man. People hate they stay with the house. It's not our rules.
That's all right.
I'm sorry. Have a great week.
Okay, you too. Thanks, guys.
How do you feel about that? 57 wins, Loren.
Watch out now.
I mean, you're on an absolute tear.
You're going to jinx me now.
Yeah, maybe I'm trying to.
Well, listen, we got to get to Confession Wednesday, 704-570-9595. If you've never heard of Confession Wednesday before, it's where we kind of offer free therapy. We're in the Planet Fitness Judgment-Free Zone Studios.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you say, it's judgment-free.
Yeah, and really, this is a segment that we don't have anything for you. You got to bring it to us. Mm-hmm. So, like Roy said, if you're feeling guilty about something, or maybe something hilarious happened that you haven't told anybody, whatever it is, whatever end of the spectrum it is, we're here for you.
704-570-9595. Confession Wednesday comes your way in 5 minutes.
Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. This is a Planet Fitness judgment-free zone. Kiss 95.1.
All right, so we have someone on hold right now with a confession that we've never, ever had before here on the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. And we're going to get to him here in a second. Let's talk with Anonymous first in South Carolina. Welcome, Anonymous, to Confession Wednesday.
Hey. Okay. So we're on vacation last year from the beach. We live in the Outer Banks, North Carolina. And we was headed back home. So on our way back home, my boyfriend was speeding. This road was super long, super straight. Nothing on this road. So the police pulled us over for him speeding.
Ah.
And he, the police, you know, came talk to us, let us go with a warning. Well, after the police let us go, my nerves, like, got tore up. Like, I was so nervous.
Wait, I mean, did you have a warrant or something for your arrest, Anonymous? Why so nervous?
No.
Okay.
I did not know if I had my insurance card or my registration or anything in the car. So I'm panicking.
Okay.
So the police actually let us go. And we get on the road, and all of a sudden it kicks in. Like, I have got to go to the bathroom so bad. So I'm, like, Googling, where's the closest gas station? Where's the closest, like, restaurant? Like, where can I go to use the bathroom? So it literally pulls up that it's 19 miles away.
Ooh.
And I am freaking out. So I told him, I was like, thank God there's some napkins in this car. So he sees this lady on the side of the road, and he's like, you want to ask her? And I was so serious. I was like, yes.
Okay.
Turn around.
All right. Hold on one second, because this is a really good story. And you're talking a little too fast. And we want to keep up. Okay. So
never told nobody this. I'm
no, this is tremendous.
Yeah. Fine. Don't be nervous.
Okay. The crescendo is coming. So he sees a woman on the side of the road and he says, hey, do you want me to ask her if we could use her restroom?
Yes.
Okay.
So, y'all, we turn around. It's this little old lady, too. Like, she's like, got to be like 70 something. And so we pull in, and I get out of the car. I pull up my shirt, and so are my stomach, like my waistband of my shorts. And I was like, y'all, I really don't have anything. I'm not here to steal anything or hurt you. And I was like, I really have got to use the bathroom. And if you don't let me use the bathroom, I'm going to have to go in your woods.
I like that you showed her that you come in peace.
Yeah, like you showed her like you don't have like a gun in your pocket.
Yeah. It's like the 1800s and you're crossing territories and you're heading into like, look, I come in peace. Right. I have nothing. Okay.
This lady looks at me like I'm a freaking weirdo, okay? So she ends up, she's like, well, honey, it's not the nicest thing, but you can use it. So she let me go to her restroom. Literally, it was like, y'all, it was number two. Like, there's no
You destroyed that poor woman's bathroom, didn't you, Anonymous?
Yes. So I got back to the car. I told my boyfriend, I was like, I did not clean her toilet.
Drive, honey. Just get out.
She was like, you left it? And I was like, yeah, man. I wanted her to know I was telling the truth.
That's why you left it?
For the evidence?
I flushed, but you can say.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but you can still tell.
Skin
okay.
Mark.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So funny. Did you at least spray for the little old lady?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank
all right.
Guys.
Thanks, Anonymous. Thanks for your confession.
Still to come.
All right, if you want to get your confession on, 704-570-9595. We've still got someone on hold who has a deep, dark confession that we've never taken. I don't think we've had a confession like this before.
No. This is big. And if you are somebody that gets out of the car at 8, if it's possible to stick around, you're going to want to hear it. If not, we recommend going to the app today to listen to this confession on our podcast.
This is going to be really a shocking confession. It comes your way in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Hey, you guys, we've got pink tickets for you in less than 8 minutes from now. Caller number 9 is going to score some pink tickets right here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. But first, we got to go to Anonymous.
You are on Confession Wednesday. What would you like to confess?
I was told something that really has bothered me for a while. A close friend of mine, he taking care of his grandmother and helping his mom out. He's living with them, and granddad had passed away, I guess, about a year and a half or 2 years ago, and his grandmother started getting worse and worse and worse, so she started getting where she was bedridden every day, and he had to, you know, bathe her and all that stuff, you know, bathrooms, all that, you know, he had to physically do all that as well as work and try and keep things afloat. Mm-hmm. Anyway, one night he decided he was tired of it. He went in there and he put a pillow over her face and smothered her.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
How did that come up in conversation that he told you that?
I guess he was bothered by it. I mean, I can understand why. I mean, I honestly didn't ask any of this information. It just kind of got told to me, you know.
I bet you're like, you're like, I wish I never knew this.
Right.
So police ever investigate, or is it just?
No, they just said that she passed in her sleep. So he's clear. I mean, nothing came of it or anything like that. So,
are you still friendly with him?
Oh yeah, he's still a good friend of mine.
Wow.
Man, that's a heavy confession.
I'm sorry.
Did you know the grandmother?
I knew the whole family.
Yeah.
I know the whole family, yeah. The cousins, even some of the cousins, you know, I'm pretty tired. I've known this guy for probably a good 20 years. So.
Does he get down on himself? Like, hey, you know what? Deep down inside, I'm a murderer.
He said he's a bad person. He says that all the time, but he used to say that before, you know?
Yeah.
So I've always tried to, you know, be uplifting and supportive and help him out. But, yeah, it's been a rough go for a long time with him.
Do you think that he's ever killed anyone else?
No, I don't think this was an act that... I don't think this is something that he really... I don't know how to say it. Something I don't think he really planned, per se.
Okay.
He had a moment.
I don't think he actually thought it through like that.
Yeah.
I think he just had a bad day, let's say, you know, himself. He was off a little bit, and he was like, I'm tired of this. And he just went in there and, got rid of one of his, I guess, in his mind, a problem, you know, I guess. I didn't divulge into him telling me this any further than him telling me this and me keeping it, you know. And I've just been like, wow.
Man.
Well, listen, judgment-free zone, thanks for calling into the studio. That is a heavy, heavy, and awfully sad confession. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Love your show.
Wow. See, you never know what you're going to get on Confession Wednesday. And, you know, when you hear a confession like that, you know it's beating him up inside.
Mm-hmm.
That he received information from a friend that he necessarily didn't want to receive. Yeah, he didn't ask the guy, hey, what'd you do last night? The friend just kind of came out and gave him this information that now Anonymous, who just confessed, has to sit with.
And I don't know. I mean, he didn't say when this all happened, but I don't know if I could keep on a secret like that.
I know. I wonder how long he had that information for.
And what's crazy is he knew her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The guy that we talked to knew the grandmother, was close with the family.
And the police thought it was just natural. They didn't even...
I mean, I wouldn't know what to do if I was in this guy's position because it's so easy for you to say you got to go to the police.
I think I would. I think I would.
I don't know if my friend did that. I don't know if I would go to the police as much as Roy. I would say I would try and convince him to go to the police. It's his story. Yeah, it's like his life. I think that's the route I would go, Loren.
Maybe.
And as I'm just saying here at 8:09 and we just got a murder confession, I'm just sitting here trying to think in my head how it would play out.
Yeah, I think you have to maybe try to convince the friend to talk to someone or do the, do the right thing. I don't know.
I don't know, but I feel like if my friend said, hey, I killed someone, I'm like, okay, you just brought, now I'm involved.
Right.
You just brought that to me. And how am I supposed to
handle
that? I don't want to keep a murder a secret because now I'm involved. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I would.
And as he's telling this murder confession that a friend of his killed his grandmother.
And by the way, if you're just joining us and you didn't hear that confession, it is going to be up on the MRL replay podcast. We'll put it up immediately for you so you can download it.
And I would say, I mean, it's there for you too, law enforcement officials. We don't have his name. We don't know who that person was.
I mean, maybe if you can somehow pull the phone records, maybe.
But I don't know. I mean, we have, 12 lines in here. I don't know how you're going to do that.
We'll cooperate with police in any way.
I guess that's the way to say it.
Yeah.
But in all the years of us doing Confession Wednesday and you kind of joke about, hey, confess anything, you just never know what's on someone's mind. And when we started the show this morning, we sure as heck didn't think we were going to get a phone call from someone who said that his friend confessed to him that he killed his grandmother. That's not something that we thought we were going to get on Confession Wednesday.
Yeah.
But you just have to respect it. And like Roy said, yes, it's a judgment-free zone, and we'll do whatever we can to help. And maybe that helps him listening to this right now. Maybe he will call that friend and say, dude, go do what's right for you and for your family.
Now it seems strange for us to give away pink concert tickets. You know what I mean?
I know, man. I know. And then the whole other side is, maybe the guy made it up. We don't, producer Nicole doesn't give these guys a lie detector test or these gals a lie detector test before they come on the air.
Yeah.
That sounded Confession Wednesday.
That sounded pretty heavy.
It did sound pretty heavy, Roy.
If he lied, that's a sociopath that just called this show. I'm serious. If he lied, he's a sociopath.
Yeah. I think if he was lying, he would have probably done that first person. I mean, who knows? Maybe it was him and he,
maybe he's the murderer and he didn't want to say he's the murderer.
Maybe.
All I know is what I heard sounded legit to me. Or he's a psycho. I don't know.
We got an interesting text from area code 803 who says, I take care of my grandmother as well, and while I would never do that, maybe he just wanted to help put her out of her misery.
Oh.
This is kind of what it is, but when my grandmother started to get really bad, she always told us that if there was anything we could do to help her along, if she couldn't go, that was a conversation. I swear to you, that was a conversation.
It's illegal.
Right.
But it's a conversation. Amazing. All right. Like Roy, you said we could find that later today.
Yeah. We'll put it up on the podcast immediately. All right. Call number 9.
There's no good way to do it.
There is no good way.
But we had this planned. Yeah, I know people are waiting to win the pink tickets.
Yeah, we didn't.
So we got to do it.
All right, so pink concert tickets coming to Charlotte. If you want to win them, call number 9, 704-570-9595. Good luck from KISS.
Gave away those pink tickets for the big show on the 9th. And we got Ashley in Statesville on the line. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Ashley, you are going to be call number 9. You're going to the pink show.
Yeah!
Who are you taking with you?
I'm not sure yet. That's going to be a toss-up between my son and my daughter.
Oh, let him duke it out.
Whichever one gets the better reports from school goes.
Who's going to make mommy breakfast on Saturday morning?
Ashley, the pink shows are amazing, and you got a pair, so you're the lucky winner.
Thank you very much. I'm so excited.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Senseless survey. Should we get to it or should we keep discussing the confession that we got?
The murder confession?
Yeah.
Just about 15 minutes ago, we got a murder Some guy called in and said, hey, I know someone that killed someone.
You know, I would like to hear the beginning part of that because we only heard it once.
Yeah.
And so I had producer Nicole pull it from where you have something called a skimmer.
Okay.
I want to hear his tone when he tells us about his friend murdering his grandmother.
Okay.
So let's do that coming up here in 3 minutes on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Don't miss this, you guys. Got to hear it. It's Kiss 95.1.
Kiss 95.1, Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Probably about 20 minutes ago, we got a confession that has shocked everyone. So many messages pouring in at the MRL show on Twitter and Instagram.
Area code 704 said you guys did the right thing by telling the police that you were cooperate with them if they want anything.
100%.
I mean, sure. What else would we do?
I mean, I think there's. I think something should come of this. A murder confession came to our show just 20 minutes ago. If you missed it, here's a little bit of it.
I was told something that really has bothered me for a while. A close friend of mine, he taking care of his grandmother and helping his mom out. He's living with him, and granddad had passed away, I guess, about a year and a half or 2 years ago, and his grandmother started getting worse and worse and worse, so she was starting to get where she was bedridden every day, and he had to, you know, bathe her and all that stuff, you know, bathrooms, all that, you know, he had to physically do all that as well as work and try and keep things afloat. Mm-hmm. Anyway, one night he decided he was tired of it. He went in there and he put a pillow over her face and smothered her.
That's what came into our show just 20 minutes ago.
Another text message from area code 704 says, I totally understand where that guy's coming from. It sucks when someone tells you something that is a crime and you have to sit with it. And that's why I wanted to hear that again. I'm glad we replayed it because I wanted to hear his voice. And you can hear in that man's voice.
Well, he's upset by it.
He can't hold it anymore, which is why he called us on Confession Wednesday. Another area code text from 980 says you guys are doing the right thing by telling that man to tell his friend to turn himself in.
Yeah, I think the truth needs to come out. I do.
And then there's another text message that we got from someone who says your guy's reaction to this confession is very disturbing.
I don't know what that means. Should we support the guy? I don't know. What do they want us to do?
And we were shocked by it, quite honestly.
I think we're more shocked than anything. And
now
what do you do? That
was just a little clip of it. We'll have the full confession, the full murder confession. On the MRL replay channel, if you just get the Kiss 95.1 app or go online at kiss951.com, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcast, you can listen to this confession later on. And, of course, if the authorities want to investigate, we're going to cooperate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Loren, can you do a quick dirty for us?
Sure.
All right, let's do it.
Now you are celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Demi Lovato, she is celebrating 8 months of sobriety, and she's really working hard on that. Well, she's also working really hard in the gym as well. And she just posted an Instagram video of her and her trainer doing a boxing session where she revealed she hit him so hard she knocked out one of his teeth.
Whoa.
Yeah. Good for you, girl. Getting in it. The Bachelor Women Tell All was last night, and Colton got to confront Cassie about and talk about how he was hurt when he left and jumped over the fence finally.
I think the hardest thing for me was not being loved back. Mm-hmm. Like the feelings not being reciprocated or quite to where I'm at. So there was a level of frustration. It was confusing. It was hard. I think one thing I realized too, it's like just because you're the Bachelor doesn't make you invincible to people leaving on their own. Like you're not automatically just going to be in a relationship because you became the Bachelor.
It's true. It doesn't happen often, but it does happen on The Bachelor.
Awesome. He's like, the hardest thing for me was to actually jump the fence. It was quite tall.
Actually, if you watched it, he was very nimble. It did not look very hard for him to jump that fence.
You can hurt body parts if you don't clear it.
Yeah. And I've got a What Loren Likes for you. If you want the perfect cat eye when you're doing your makeup, I found an eyeliner that now has a tip on it that will give you the perfect cat eye. And we'll have that information for you up at kiss951.com. Along, by the way, with the newest trailer of Game of Thrones. Mm. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Loren.
So we found an article. It's weird food combos that people swear by. It is the strangest 1-2 punch, sometimes 1-2-3 punch that we've read. We're going to read you a couple of them. So make sure you're standing by in less than 10 minutes. We're going to get to these weird food comments.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Weird food combinations that people, like, really swear by. Some of these, I don't know. I don't know. Churros and sour cream.
Ooh.
Right?
Can I ask you what a churro is?
It's like a it's a Mexican cinnamon.
It's like a pastry.
Is it like a long stick, like a pretzel rod looking thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was sitting there doing, I was doing like a
sugar
motion.
And I know.
Strawberries and black pepper.
Ooh.
Hmm. I like strawberries and I like black pepper. I might be able to get down with that.
Hey, mark some of these and then let's have Loren, try them.
I will try whatever you'd like except for the mayo banana thing that we did before. That was awful.
Remind us what we did.
You made me eat a mayo and banana sandwich and I threw up.
People swore by that, though.
I know. I just don't like mayo.
That's not even on the list, by the way.
Well, thank God.
There's hummus and tamales. Would you try that?
Yeah, probably.
Loren's just looking for a free meal.
French fries with ranch and maple syrup?
Heck yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, what's that thing where people put the French fries into the chocolate shake?
It's Wendy's. Yeah. It's the Frosty.
Now you're looking at me like I should have done that.
Because it's amazing.
Have you done it?
There's two type of people in the world. There's people that do it and then people that absolutely hate it.
Producer Nicole, have you ever done that? Put the fries into the Frosty from Wendy's?
Oh, yeah. I love fries and Frosties.
Thank you.
Hmm.
Very good.
I've never done it.
Oh, I mean,
it's like the perfect sweet salty.
I'm not alive, am I?
You're not American.
Okay.
I mean, you might as well just leave the country. Peanut butter and Cheetos on a sandwich?
Yeah, I mean, I'd try it.
Grilled cheese with peanut butter?
No way.
Hold on. Wait. Like the actual cheese with it, like, and peanut butter in a grilled cheese sandwich or peanut butter in place of the cheese?
No. It's a grilled cheese, and then you put peanut butter inside, too.
Hmm.
And it all gets warm.
Next week we should do strange food combo week.
Just try them all.
Yeah, well, each one of us should try one.
All right.
Cream cheese and pizza?
No way.
Yeah. Never. I could get down with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh,
mark
how would
that.
How would you spread it?
It's cheese. You already have cheese on your pizza.
I like how Roy's brain goes, well, how would you spread it? My brain goes to, how would you not puke?
vanilla ice cream with lemon juice?
That wouldn't bother me. That's lemon ice cream.
Yeah.
Funnel cake with nacho cheese wouldn't bother me.
Oh, try that. Put that down.
I don't think I'd hate it.
That sounds funny.
I wouldn't kick it out of my bed.
Cheez-Its and Craisins? That doesn't sound bad either. Doesn't sound that bad.
I don't love Craisins, though.
Cheeto Puffs dipped in tomato soup?
I could totally get down with that.
Really?
Yeah.
What about popcorn and honey mustard dipping sauce? I think I can get on board with that, too.
Yeah. I could do it.
Yeah, Loren, someone's already texted a 704. You got to love that peanut butter banana mayo sandwich. Ugh.
It's the mayonnaise. Makes me want to puke.
Strawberry jelly and mustard sandwich. Area code 240 text us.
You know, I was never really into the condiments growing up except for ketchup. Like, I could eat anything with ketchup, but I didn't like mayo or mustard. Now I like mustard.
Yeah, we used to have, like, what would we call them? Wish you had sandwiches? It would just be mayo and mustard because you wish you had meat.
Yeah.
Is that true? Is that what we called it?
Oh, that's what we called it. Wish you had sandwiches.
Hey, Royal, read a couple more. We want, of course, your weird food combos. What do you swear by? 704-570-9595. We'll take your calls on that. And then, you guys, I got to tell you, I was talking to my wife about a friend I play tennis with, and I was supposed to play tennis with him tonight. But he's got a new baby, so his wife's not letting him out of the house. But he came up with a whole plan, and I hope she's not listening.
Yeah, you're going to get him busted.
I want to share the plan with you guys coming
Good
up,
friend.
Too. It's all on the way in, like, less than 10 minutes. 95.1, the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. Somehow, we've landed on the conversation of weird food combos. Oh, it's because you had an article, Roy.
I did, and some of them are like, really strange. Some of them are, like, chocolate ice cream with wasabi. I don't know if I can hop on board with that.
I can't get down with that. And I love both of those things, but not together. We're getting some text messages, too. Tuna sub and marinara sauce.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds awful. Mac and cheese with barbecue sauce. You can get down with that.
Yeah, I could probably get down with that.
So we're sitting here all grossed out by it, but the truth is the people who are sending us these texts and the people who are on hold, all 12 lines are lit up, enjoy these things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So this isn't just like, hey, try this. These are people that actually tried it and they like it, which is crazy.
Let's start with Shannon in Mint Hill. Hey, Shannon.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what's the weird food combo?
Well, do any of y'all like grits?
Grits? Yeah, we love them.
I actually drizzle ketchup and stir it together to give it a little flavor.
See, yeah.
It doesn't bother me.
Ketchup is a little too tangy for me, though. I'm, like, very specific on where I put my ketchup.
But don't people put hot sauce in their grits?
Shannon, you do hot sauce on your grits, too, or just the ketchup?
No, I'm not a spicy person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Roy, you like grits?
Not really. And I'm from the South, which is strange. But yeah. Maybe if there's cheese in them.
Give us your Southern card, please.
Yep. Tina in Charlotte. Hey, Tina.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey, we're doing really well. What's the weird food combo?
I guess I have two. I love goldfish and applesauce together. Mm-hmm. Like as a snack, I eat that. It's really good.
What do you do? You put the goldfish in the applesauce cup or something? Or
yeah, like I can put it in there, or I can just like toss a handful of goldfish and then like drink the applesauce from the cup. But I have to have it together.
Somebody texted in and said that they like goldfish and Nutella too. So I mean, it's salty sweet.
Yeah, it's really good.
There's a whole goldfish community.
I also eat applesauce
in
my ravioli.
You just love it on everything.
I can kind of see that.
Yeah.
So, I can kind of see that because I enjoy ravioli and a pumpkin sauce.
Yeah.
So it's like a bit sweeter and it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good mix.
Thanks, Tina. Have a great day.
Ravioli, sweet ravioli is pretty good.
Yeah, I guess I just imagine like ravioli with like either a white sauce or a red sauce. When I think ravioli, I don't just think the ravioli that you would put into the applesauce. But right. Okay.
Let's bring in John from Rock Hill. What's your weird food combo, John?
I'd have to say smoked chicken and chocolate instead of barbecue sauce.
Whoa.
Like baby back ribs and chocolate, smoked Boston butt and chocolate.
Huh. Well, people do chicken and waffles, so why not?
John, are you talking about like Hershey syrup?
Cocoa powder, and some butter, put it in a pan, mix it up, and it makes like a paste almost. Put it on your chicken.
Really? I'll try that. It sounds awful.
I didn't know two things I loved could be married, and John just did that in Rock Hill. Thanks, buddy.
We just got two different text messages. One says beer and ice cream, and then I do this one from 980, beer and Bloody Mary mix. It's called a Bloody Beer.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
They're really good.
Yeah, I think Manchester, this new restaurant down here in South End, 1812, they put a little beer in the one of the Bloodies.
Let's talk to Tammy in Concord. What's your weird food combo?
My son likes to eat ketchup with everything. He'll eat ketchup with pizza. He'll eat ketchup with barbecue chicken. He'll eat just ketchup.
I was the same way as a kid.
He can scoop it up. Just the thought of it makes me want to gag. It's terrible. He can just scoop it right up and eat it.
Yeah.
White rice and ketchup, texted.
I would get bologna and cheese sandwiches, put potato chips on it, and ketchup, smothered in ketchup, and I'd eat that. How awful is that?
Oh, that's so heavy and, thick
tasting. I know, and it was salty, and it was good.
This one is kind of gross, too, I think. I'm sorry, Melissa. I didn't mean to dog on your combo, but...
That's okay. I heard ketchup's not quite your favorite anyway.
It's a little tangy, that's all.
So what do you love?
I love cottage cheese and ketchup.
Told you, warned you.
I don't know.
Not too much ketchup, but just enough.
I think that sounds great. I love cottage cheese to begin with.
See, I cannot do the texture of cottage cheese.
Oh, it's great. Put a lot of black pepper in it.
I can't.
You should try it.
No, was this an accident, Melissa? We never asked any of our weird food comboers how they invented their combos. Is it a family passed on a recipe or what?
It kind of is. My great-grandmother made me try it when I was a little girl, and I've loved it ever since.
Yeah, and you stand by your family, too. Like you don't even know why you like the cottage cheese and ketchup. You just know it's a family thing, and you stand by your family, right, Melissa?
Well, yeah, if I like it.
Yeah, there you go. All right, thanks. Another Melissa Monroe says Frosted Flakes and grape juice.
Ooh, that's sweet.
Ooh.
Eesh. And Frosted Flakes get sloggy pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Hey, I want to share with you guys. I have a buddy of mine. We're supposed to play tennis tonight, and his wife is like, you can't leave the house. So I said, well, dude, how are we going to play? He goes, I have a perfect plan. So I'll tell you. He said, I told him I was going to bring it up on the radio. He says his wife is working and doesn't listen at this point. So I'm going to tell you guys what his plan is. And then I thought there might be other people out there who have to lie to get out of the house. Not because you're captured, but because there's rules.
I have a friend that used to.
Okay, we'll get into it just after 9.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
All right, we got a winner this morning in our 5 seconds to cash at 7 a.m. We gave away $200 to Charlie Puth's Attention. That means you got a new song and now $100 at noon today with Cameron in our 5 seconds to cash contest. If you're not playing it, you're missing out because personally, everywhere I go, people are asking about it. What song's playing right now? What's the name of it? We can't tell you.
It's a big secret.
But if someone misses it, then you might know at the next go-round.
That's it, and the pot carries over. I think the most we've given away so far is $500. We went 5 times without getting a winner.
Oh, wow.
So a new pot and a new song, $100 at noon today. I told you guys that. So I have a tennis match tonight with a buddy of mine, and it's hard to get court time and inside courts, and since it's going to be so cold, we already paid and reserved an inside court somewhere to play.
Oh.
And so my buddy texts me yesterday and goes, hey, man, can we switch the times? Can we make it a little later? And I'm like, no, dude, I can't play at 9:30. I wake up too early. And then by the time I'm done at 9, that's 10:30. I'm not home till 11:30. I can't.
It's a whole thing.
He goes, all right, because he's got a 2-year-old Loren and a newborn at home. And his wife has strict policy right now till the kids are asleep. He's not supposed to do anything.
Okay.
But I go back to the fact that it's hard to get indoor court time. And we both want the exercise. We haven't played in a while.
So he's come up with some harebrained scheme to get out of the house.
Listen to this. I have to meet him. So our court time is for 7:30. I have to meet him at 7 someplace in Weddington to use my truck to load up a table that he's supposed to bring back to his house. Like his wife bought a table from someone on one of those, you know, mom trading sites or whatever.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So he can go anytime. He's a chiropractor. He can make his own hours. But he's chosen to borrow my truck so we could go pick up the table, then go meet at the tennis place, get 45 minutes of tennis in. Then he goes back home. She doesn't know he's played tennis.
She thinks he's just doing an errand.
So basically, you're doing his errand for him. So he can play tennis.
Yeah, when he doesn't come home for 2 hours, isn't that going to throw up a red flag?
That's not for me to worry about. It's really not. All I know is that it got me thinking, too. When I was a senior in high school, we had a rec basketball league, Roy, outside of school hours at night. And I had a buddy who was from Pakistan. He's a doctor now, and his family, very strict, didn't want him to go out. And so he would ask his mom on Wednesday nights when we would do our basketball league. He was on my team, and he was good. And his name was Faison. I'd say, Faison, you coming tonight? He goes, I don't know if I can get out. And then he would show up and he'd be like, yeah, I can play for 20 minutes. I'm supposed to be getting milk. And he would show me his grocery list. He would tell his parents that he was going grocery shopping, come play basketball, then leave.
Whoa. So I have a friend that used to do the same thing. Him and his wife had a baby, same kind of scenario. But he would dump the milk down the drain so that he would have to run to the store.
Really?
And then, listen to this, he would go to our friend Tim's house and take their milk instead of going to the store just so he could come over and, like, hang out with Tim for a while. So when he went home, he had open milk, and he told his wife that he got thirsty in the car. I'm like, you think she's buying any of this?
I wonder, Roy, just one. If we could hear just one story from someone else on how you lied to get out of the house and why you needed to do that, 704-570-9595. You hear the extremes that people are going, and it's a real thing.
704-570-9595. You can also tweet, Instagram, at the MRL Show, or text us.
Yeah, my buddy who in high school eventually came to the point where, like, you know, 5 games in, I'd be like, where are you going today? You know, like, what's on the grocery list?
Yeah.
He's like, I got 10 minutes today because I only got 2 things on the grocery list. So he wanted the longer grocery list so that he could play longer.
Wow.
And his mom and dad had no idea.
You know, in the day now, you could just go online and type, like, have someone do the shopping for you at, like, Harris Teeter or Publix or whatever, and then pick it up. And then you could go
and then
do
track
all that
him
stuff
on his phone to make sure he gets there.
I mean, that just sounds crazy.
No, not at all. Of course, when I was a kid, my parents had the rule of Just come home before the streetlights come on. Like, they didn't care where I was.
Which was extended, by the way, when you get daylight savings ends. And, by, and that happens this weekend. Do you know we changed the clocks this weekend?
Yeah, we jump up an hour.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. It's going to be darker later.
Lorraine, it is darker later, but it kind of sucks for us. We lose an hour of sleep.
Yeah. It's just one day. You'll be fine.
But doesn't your kids mess up your kids' schedules?
Yeah.
I know. My seven-month-old is now going to think that 5, 6 o'clock is now going to become 7. 7 is going to become 8.
That's good.
I don't know. No, it's brighter out. She's going to be like, I'm not going to bed. She's going to say, I have to go get milk at the store. I can't go to sleep. It's the MRL show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.